And whilst they agreed it couldn't be made from that phone, we still had to pay.
Terence Eden from Oxford is a mobile phone security expert and joins me now. Do we know how these frauds work then?
Well, typically you'd expect to receive a missed call and you call it back and that charges you at a premium rate and you'll end up paying several pounds a minute. But in this case, it's bizarre. I've never seen anything like this. It looks like what the scammers have done is submitted fraudulent billing records back up to the mobile operator, who are then passing them on to the customer. So normally I'd say if you have an unknown number, just don't answer it. And in this case, it looks like they didn't answer it. And somehow the fraudsters have convinced their operator that a 12-hour call has been made. It's absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, right. So you as a mobile phone expert have never heard of this before. That is quite frightening in itself.
Normally, I mean, when I checked up on this number, there are lots of people reporting that there's a problem. What's typically happening is they're answering it and they're getting a message which says, you've won an iPad, or, you know, you've got people, press 2 to continue. Yeah, yeah. And it looks like a reverse charge is being made, just like in the old days where you'd make charge number. But and that's charging them several pounds a minute. In this case, something very strange has gone on. What I would say is, as soon as you get your mobile phone bill, check through it with a fine-tooth comb. If you see anything suspicious, report it back to your operator, dispute the charges. And if you're not getting satisfaction there, go on to Ofcom, who've got the power to really investigate where these calls are coming from,
right,
and shut down these scams.
Most people, I guess, would be on a contract.
That's right.
So the actual cost of calls would be zero unless there were...
Premium rates, you'd phone abroad.
So normally people might, you know, pay £15, £20 for their phone every month and may have an excess of a couple of quid.
Mm.
So obviously, if something flags up tens or hundreds, it's going to be fairly obvious.
And with most accounts, you can check online. Now, it's possibly a little obsessive to check every single day, but if you've had a weird call or something that you're just not sure about, pop onto your online billing and see if anything has popped up, or contact the operator straight away and let them know what's happened.
Right. Terry, who we heard from there, says he knows he did not answer this call, but as you said before, he was charged for 12 hours at a premium rate. So is there any advice you can give? Anyway, people can protect themselves against something like this, then?
You'd notice a 12-hour call. I mean, generally, you know, people do accidentally answer their phones and place phone calls accidentally. We've all been pocket dialed by someone. So make sure that your screen is locked and that you've got a passcode on there. And the other thing is, potentially, rogue apps on your phones can start dialing numbers, but they won't place a phone call until you actually hit that dial button.
Sure.
So maybe run a virus checker over your phone, or also put an ad blocker on, because we've seen adverts which can also pop your phone dialer screen up to a premium rate number.
Yeah, so just keep a close on it. You mentioned about pocket dial. I once pocket bought a Kindle book. I know. Hey, why me? Terence, thank you very much indeed for letting us know about that. It's BBC Radio Oxford. Let's look at what we have on the website today.